Neon Inkwell.
That's incredible.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Rusty Quill presents Inexplicables.
They're all monsters.
Shh, it's all right.
And then with the teeth. Oh, the teeth.
I know, love, I know. It's a lot to process.
Oh, Hella, what's...
Mom dying is a lot to process. The people trying to rip me off, that's a lot to process. But this is...
It's okay, Frank. We're just having a little bit of a wobble, aren't we, Harold?
He's locked himself in the box.
Yeah.
Why?
It's my fault. He's been so interested in everything, I thought it might be good if he met Len and some of the others before their session.
Oh, shoo, Hella.
He said he was ready.
Oh, and you believed him?
Just open the door, eh, love? Open the door and we can sit down and have a nice cuppa and talk it out, yeah?
No! I'm never coming out.
What happened?
Well... So, before you all get started, I just wanted to introduce everyone to Harold.
Hello.
And so, we thought it might be a good idea for him to start meeting some more of the gang. Maybe sit in on the start of today's open? Everyone's okay with that?
Yeah, of course. Open meeting, so.
Great.
Ooh, thanks, everyone. I'll just stick around for a bit and make sure everyone's settled in.
You'll hardly know I'm here.
Great. So,
because I'm a ghost. What?
So, Len, why don't you take it from here? Len is the Vampire Support Group rep. They've been talking about issues around anonymity, really deep stuff.
Of course they have.
Right then. First, I'd like to welcome everyone to today's session. It's good to see some new faces. Vamps, friends and family and that, and Harold, obviously. Well, anyway, who'd like to start? Cheers, Susie.
Hey, everyone. Yeah, so, I don't want to speak for everyone. We've all got our own personal journeys and that, but I'm just tired of people not even acknowledging that I'm there. Like, I know this only works if we all keep a low profile, loved ones too, anonymous solidarity and all that. But these days, lying low feels like way more than just staying out of trouble. I might as well be literally invisible, you know?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, like with chuggers.
What's that, Harold?
Chuggers, you know. Charity muggers. Those hippies that stand on corners and get all up in your grill about sea turtles or other stuff. It's a total scam. I mean, they're all on commission, you know. Whenever I see one coming, I just cross the road, fake a phone call or something.
Yeah, right.
Thank you for that, Harold, but let's try not to interrupt in the future. All right, love?
If you say so.
You were saying, Susie?
Oh, no, it's fine. I was basically finished anyway.
If you're sure. So, Robbie, you mentioned something interesting last time that I thought we could return to. All about accepting differences before we can manage them. Do you want to speak on that a bit more?
I mean, yeah, basically. It's just like we don't just have to stay dry. We have to fake being normal and look all together on top, you know? And it's like, you've got to cut yourself some slack, because it's hard enough without beating yourself up about always being perfect, you know?
Yeah, self-care.
I don't know. It's like, I'm already using all my energy not to just fall back and get fucking wasted, never mind all the extra stuff.
Yeah, I totally know where you're coming from.
Harold, I realise you're trying to be helpful and relate, but I really think you might want to just listen for this session, all right?
Yes, Harold, love, let's
no,
not...
No, 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 honestly, I've been there, okay? Well, we all have had those days where you just want to cut loose and you get carried away. And the next day, you remember everything you did and you're like, gah! Oh, and the hangovers, am I right?
Is this a joke to you, mate?
Okay, why don't we all just take a moment...
I was nicking offcuts from the butchers just to get by and you sit there pretending like you have any idea.
No, no, hey, I'm just saying that a bit of willpower and you can just overcome...
It's all right, Robbie! Okay, Harold, time to go.
Leave him!
What's wrong with his eyes? Oh, God, teeth!
Come on, Robbie. You've been making proper progress. Don't let some stupid asshole ruin it, all right? Just focus on the breathing, yeah? In.
He's just ignorant. It isn't worth it.
Asshole needs...
And out.
He needs to learn.
That's right. You're bang on. Look, he does... Yeah.
And in?
Yeah. But this isn't how we show them they're wrong, is it, Robbie? Come on. Come on, Robbie.
And
you've
out.
Got this. Okay, right, well, thank you, Len. Good job, everyone. Woo! I'll just, I'll help Harold up and take him for some fresh air. You all carry on.
What were you expecting?
I had no idea he thought we were messing with him.
He hasn't believed any of it. He thought we were scammers.
Who? Me and you? And Cressida?
Mm-hmm.
No. But how? I mean, he's seen all the... Oh, dear, I didn't realise. Oh, okay.
Harold, it's Frank.
You stay out.
Harold, you can't just hide in the bog all day.
Yes, I can.
Fine. You stay here. Enjoy the smell.
We can't just leave him.
You heard him. We should just leave him here.
Frank!
Completely alone.
Oh... Hello, love.
He tried to bite me.
But he didn't, did he?
You got him riled up. It's just his natural response to a threat.
Natural? There was nothing natural about him.
If you'd have taken him seriously to begin with, he wouldn't have come at you like that. He's pretty young, and you pushed his buttons.
Oh, so it's my fault he nearly tore my throat out, is it?
Pretty much.
No, love, if it's anyone's fault, it's mine. I should have explained all this to you before we went in there.
You can't let a thing like that walk the streets. It'll kill someone.
They're not things, Harold. They're still people, just like you. They just have a condition.
They're not the same as us. Shahela, they're not the same at all.
No. You're right. Because at least we get to live in a world that accepts we even exist.
Our job is to help them keep their lives together. That's what your mum spent her whole life trying to do.
How are we doing in here? Oh, that is a smell. Oh, I see.
Oh, he'll be all right.
Sure. May I? Harold? Harold! It's Susie. Robbie asked me to come in and apologise for him, since you probably don't want to see him right now. Oh, he shouldn't have reacted like that, okay? He was out of order, and he's sorry. He's working on it. Anyway, I just wanted to check in and let you know. If you ever have any questions about this stuff or whatever... I'm around.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
All right. Good. Well, I'll leave you to it then. Look after yourself, Harold.
You are an absolute star out there, my love. You should be proud.
Well done.
Right, yes. Anyway, I'll come round later if it's still okay for me to... borrow that charger.
Of course, love. You know where to find me. She's gone now, love.
I thought all this was you know, like a scam and...
No, it's not.
No.
No.
Here you all are. What on earth are you doing huddling in here? Goodness, Harold, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Everything is fine.
Just a bit of a wobble. Nothing to worry about.
A wobble?
I do not wobble. I'm fine. Can we just move on, please?
Certainly. I have news. We finally got a date for the acquisition meeting. The council contacted me this morning. They want to see us this Friday, 10 a.m. sharp.
Oh, fantastic!
Acquisition of what?
We are going to make a pitch for why we should officially acquire St. Mark's Church. Friday at 10 a.m, we tell the council why we are better suited to owning St. Mark's and its grounds than anyone else. As you can clearly see and smell, this building is not exactly in the best repair, and we are running out of room for all the services we provide, so a change of location is needed.
So what about Iris's speech? She wrote pages and pages about the whole shebang.
Well, I had thought Harold might want to do that.
Me?
Him?
Yes. This could be Harold's chance to begin representing ICS as its new co-CEO, to tell the people in power that we're the only ones with a practical solution to the inexplicables left on the streets, and that we need a larger premises to enact it. What do you think?
Oh, well, naturally, I'm flattered, but I'm not sure I'm the one to... I know nothing about the project. I don't even know
what... We can talk you through it. We've got 4 whole days and all of Iris's notes. It'll be a fantastic chance for you to build some bridges.
Oh, I don't know.
It'll keep you safe in the office for a while.
Oh, well, I mean, I'll do it if it needs to be done, but...
Excellent.
Oh, I'm sure you'll be brilliant, love.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Hello?
Hello, handsome. Have you had an accident in the last 3 months because of some dipshit backseat driver?
Who is this?
Oh, shit. Sorry, wrong number.
Meredith?
Wait, Gobbolt?
Oh, hey! I didn't realise. How did you get my number?
Just needs a little more backbone.
Oh, you know me. International lady of mystery and all that.
Now, just a minute. What did you say? Sorry?
I said I'm an international... Forget it, it's not funny.
All right.
So, who was that on the phone?
Oh, that's no one. What's up?
Well, I just checked my diary and apparently my very important call with the Hong Kong investors was just rescheduled by one of my PAs, meaning I have a free afternoon. Maybe you fancy a cheeky catch-up? Drinks? Me actually staying conscious this time?
Oh, well...
He was the same at school. Never spoke to anyone.
Oh, you with someone?
What? No. Shh, please. I'll be there in a minute.
Doctor after doctor. Fat lot of good it did.
Is everything all right?
What? Oh, yeah, everything's great.
I mean, hey, if you're with someone, then it's not a big deal. I'll just...
Is that it? Say hi to him. Hi, baby boy.
No, I'm... Hang on. I'll just go outside.
Actually, you know what? It's fine.
No, wait. Just let me explain.
I said it's fine.
Meredith.
Say hi to Nick for me. Oh, stupid, stupid, fucking stupid. You never call them back. Oh, damn it.
The Oxford English Dictionary defines community as... No. Ever since the dawn of man, when man first saw man and then met man and... Oh, man. Hey there. My name's Harold and I'm here with an amazing... Sounds like a bloody ad.
What is up, my dudes? This is Callie Bigman, and today we're going to be looking at my personally approved top 10 list for absolute public speaking domination. As always, though, before we start, make sure to smash that like button, smash the subscribe button, and ring-a-ling that bell for all of my latest self-improvement vids. Now let's get straight into it. Now, research has shown that the fear of public speaking ranks even higher than the fear of spiders, even higher than the fear of heights, and get this, even higher than the fear of death. So it's not surprising that a whole bunch of you have commented asking for my help.
Harold Stonewell?
Harold, it's John Belfrage.
John, hi, yeah. I've been meaning to call you back.
Are you available this Monday at 9 o'clock?
Oh, I'm not sure. I haven't got my diary in front of me. Can you remind me what it's regarding?
I've spoken to Rajshri. We need you to come to Endeavour Square so you have a chance to put your side across to the investigation.
Investigation? I'm not sure what exactly you think is going on here,
but... I think we're looking at multiple instances of gross misconduct, including misappropriation of client funds, negligent investment into a fraudulent real estate scam, illegal international transfer...
Whoa, wait, hang on just a minute. As I've already explained, I recently lost my mother, and I'm really not in a fit emotional state to engage in this sort of conjecture.
Yes, you said... Except your emotional state hasn't stopped you from taking over her business, has it?
I'm sorry?
I have been reliably informed that you're now CEO for her business in Gravesby. That is correct, isn't it?
What? No! Well, I mean, I'm acting purely in an advisory capacity, you see. I'm not drawing a wage, and I wouldn't...
I hope I don't need to remind you that taking such a position whilst under investigation would violate all kinds of protocols.
Absolutely. I'd never dream of...
I think you should probably speak to your legal officer then, because not only is she under the impression you're now acting CEO of your mother's company, but she also seems to think you're making withdrawals from Zed Company.
What? Jesus Christ! No, John, I did not instruct anyone to do anything like that.
Listen, Harold, let's be honest with each other. You've mucked us around for long enough.
Mucked you around? John, my mother died. I had a funeral to organise, the transition of a business to oversee, and I've got a 3-bedroom house to sell. I haven't had the time, frankly,
to... Be here on Monday morning at 9 a.m. Otherwise, we're looking at an arrest.
Shit. Suhela? Suhela, have you got Cressida's mobile number?
Meredith? Are you there? It's me.
What?
Meredith, you've got totally the wrong end of the stick.
Hey, none of my business what you get up to. You do you.
Come on. Meredith. Just give me 5 minutes. Please? Meredith? Fuck it. You know what? Just... Ow! Ah! Ow! Fuck. Great idea. Climbing the... Ow! Ah, fuck's sake. Ow.
You'd make a shit burglar.
I think something just entered me.
Hot.
Look, Meredith.
It's fine, all right? None of my business who you're shagging.
Would you shut up for 2 damn seconds and listen?
1, 2...
That was my Aunt Denise on the phone. She's in a care home and I visit her when I can because, well, she's not exactly firing on all cylinders, if you get me.
Sure, whatever. So who's Nick?
My cousin, Denise's son. Never visits her, just a useless sack of shit, really.
Right. So, why did you come all the way here just to say that?
I thought you might be...
What? Jealous? Don't flatter yourself, you're not all that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you're like a 4, 5 tops. I had much better offers.
Ouch.
Yeah.
No, I mean, literally, ouch. This bush is really getting kind of intimate. Can you help me up, please?
I really am a fucking saint, you know that, right?
Ow! Ow! Damn it. Who has roses by their front door? Fuck, these are my best jeans.
Oh, shit. It's torn the arse out. Look at those cheeks.
Oh, yeah. Laugh it up.
Look, just get inside before you moon some poor granny or something.
It's not funny. Absolutely gutted, man. I love these jeans.
Could you at least have some wine? It's a bit less suspicious than just sitting there with an empty plate, watching me eat.
Water's fine. Look, Cressida, I've got a call in 30 minutes, so...
Very well. Your little package is under the table.
Is it fresh?
Does it really matter? Now, tell me, how are things looking at your end?
You've got the council for the entire morning session if you need it.
Excellent. And is William likely to be gracing us with his presence?
Well, I can't exactly just keep him locked up in his office.
Sadly not. But he will need you to get him there, won't he?
What are you suggesting?
I'm suggesting that if he were to be, let's say, unavoidably detained in transit for the duration of the meeting, that would be very fortuitous for ICS.
Cressida.
It wouldn't need to be anything drastic. Just a minor... Oh. Harold.
What?
Just what the hell do you think you're playing at?
Lily, this is Harold Stonewell, Iris's son, and as of yesterday, her successor. Harold, Lily is William Allen's personal assistant.
We've met.
Yes, hello again. Look, I don't know what you think you're playing at, but if you think for one moment that you can
Is everything all right?
It's lovely. Thank you, dear. Harold, do sit down. People are staring at you.
Would you like a menu, sir?
What? No, I'm not staying long.
Can I get you a drink, then?
No, thank you.
I can leave you two if you want...
Nonsense. This will only take a moment. Now, Harold, anything you want to say to me, you can say in front of Lily.
I... Really? Fine. You had no business tipping off the FCA.
Pardon me?
John Belfrage. You told him I was taking over the business.
You'll have to forgive me, Harold, but you did suggest I get in contact with him.
Yeah, well, that's beside the point.
And it's a good job I did. When you and Meredith announced you were taking over ICS, I had to do some due diligence in my capacity as acting legal officer.
Yes, all right, but that doesn't excuse going behind
you
my...
You can imagine my surprise when I discovered that you were part of an investigation. And for fraud, no less.
It's none of your bloody concern.
Well, acting as both legal and financial officer for ICS, an organisation which you are now the newly appointed co-CEO of, I'm afraid that it is very much my concern. With this in mind, I have notified the relevant authorities of your appointment as director. Furthermore, I am now informing you as your advisor that we should prepare you for the very real possibility of imminent criminal charges.
But I am as much a victim as any of my clients.
Of course you are. And as legal officer for ICS, I'm duty-bound to assist you in proving that fact. But I can only do so from a place of perceived transparency. Do you understand?
Right. Yeah, I get it. Just run things by me in future, okay? Especially where the FCA are concerned. Belfrage isn't an idiot.
Noted. Now, I do need to mention that assisting you in these matters will be quite a drain on my time. As a result, I will need you to step up a bit more as CEO to help maintain the business. We are this close to securing St. Mark's and finally being able to provide a real inexplicable shelter. But we can't do it without your invaluable help.
Oh, well, yes, of course. Anything I can do.
Excellent. I'm so pleased we had this talk, Harold. Now, please don't let me keep you any further.
Right. Yes, I need to go finish the speech and, yeah. Nice meeting you, Lily.
Likewise.
Oh, nervous little weasel, isn't he?
William would eat him alive in a debate.
Which is why we're going to have to think of something you can do so that doesn't happen and our arrangement can continue. Aren't we, my dear?
Apparently.
Wow. So this is what it looks like inside. Damn.
Oi, that's my business you're talking about. Bit of respect, yeah?
Business? Looks more like a shipwreck in here.
Evening, love. What are you doing up here so late? I was just locking up. I'm Shahela. Nice to meet you.
Hi, Godbolt. I've heard a lot about you.
He's lying. I've told him literally nothing.
Oh, that's all right. He's just being polite, aren't you? She giving you the tour, then?
There's a tour. Goodness me, how exciting.
Give it a rest, you sarcastic prick.
Hey, Shahela, sorry, I'm so late. I got stuck in the traffic and...
Susie, come and say hello. This is Harold's sister, Meredith, and her friend, Godbolt. Is that right?
We've met.
Oh. Hey.
Listen, forget this. Why don't we just hit that place I told you about? It's 2 for 1 until 10.
No, we just got here.
No, yeah, I know, but they're already locking up here anyway, so how about I get us a taxi and we just go have ourselves a good time, yeah?
Well, I mean, I guess, if that's...
Give me 5 minutes.
Weird.
Ooh, she's done all right there, hasn't she? You didn't find him in Gravesby, did you?
Yeah, actually. Wild, I know.
Well, wonders never cease.
So, Shahela, about that charger...
Oh, right, yes. Of course, love. Back in a tick.
So, Frank said you're probably,
Charity case, yep, that's me. Vampire, recovering, obviously.
Right. Tell you what, you scared the shit out of me climbing up that wall like that.
Yeah, about that.
It was awesome!
What?
Yeah, it was brilliant, and, like, your teeth were all absolutely fantastic. 10 out of 10.
well, thanks, I guess.
So, while I have you, can I ask you a couple of questions? About, you know, vamping? Vampiring?
Sure.
Wicked. Okay, so, first question. What's the deal with the garlic? Because, like, I've never understood that.
Yeah, well, it's, not actually a thing. I quite like garlic bread.
Uh-huh. And daylight?
Stings your eyes a bit. We just need to wear shades.
Okay, that's not so bad. And your teeth? Where do they go, you know, when they're not all...
well, they just sort of retract.
Cool, cool. Can you turn into a bat?
No.
Wolf?
No.
What about, like, a horde of rats?
Oh, yeah. We do that all the time for a laugh.
Really?
No.
Damn.
Sorry.
It's all right. So, I mean... The big question is, what about the blood-sucking stuff? Does it taste really good, or...? Oh. Hey, sorry, that was shit of me. No, yeah, I didn't mean anything by it, it's just, you're the first one I've met, you know? Forget about it, it's none of my business. You do you. No judgment here.
No, I mean, it's all right. Just, I wouldn't go around the ICS asking stuff like that. It gets pretty old when it's the only thing anyone ever wants to talk to you about, and no one owes you an explanation, yeah?
Gotcha.
Alright. So the blood thing is hard to explain. I mean, it's not the stuff itself, like the smell or the taste or whatever. It's what it does to you. Like, you know when you just want to... get completely out of your head for whatever reason. Like, you just decide that screw it, tonight you're just going to wreck yourself.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, but then sometimes you can find that sweet spot where everything is just goes away for a bit and you feel like everything is gravy for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that. Times a million.
Doesn't sound so bad.
Mm-hmm. And then you wake up, and you still have to deal with everything that made you drink in the first place. Except it's all 10 times worse because of all the shit you did the night before. And now you have to fix the things twice as fast, otherwise you're screwed. And it's just, you know...
Never ending?
Yeah, exactly. And you can't take a moment to sort your shit out because part of you knows that if you do, it'll be a lot worse than you're admitting. And then that moment of peace starts to feel really inviting again and... Yeah, well...
Change my mind. That sounds proper shit.
It is. Was. But that was before. And now we're all keeping dry and keeping it together, and it's better when you have other people with you. So, yeah.
Cool. It's good you're getting help. Help is good. Listen, you know what? I've been a total prick quitting you on this.
Forget about it.
No, I shouldn't have been so... Yeah, total prick. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Sorry about that, love. It's never where you leave it, right? Here you are. Everything all right out here?
Yeah.
More or less.
Oh, I am glad. For a moment there, I thought Mr. Fabulous Arse would drive us apart.
Yeah. Speaking of, where the hell is he gone?
Have you known him long?
Gobble. No, only a couple of days. He seems all right, though. Why? He's not your ex or something, is he?
No, not Godbolt. Just be careful with him, yeah? Don't let him lead you on.
Well, that's ominous.
Since 2012, the Northwest has seen the highest rise of... Shitting hell, I had it last night. Shit, fucking shit.
Relax, love, you're gonna be absolutely fine. I'm here, Cressida's here.
And if all else fails, you can always blag it.
Blag it? Oh yeah, I'll just go in there and start pulling stats out of my arse, shall I? I'm sure that'll go down really well.
Good news, everybody. Looks like William Allen is a no-show. They've tried his office, his mobile, Lily's mobile. No one can get hold of him.
Convenient.
Yes, isn't it? So, is he ready?
Yes!
No!
That's the spirit. Come on, then.
Good morning, everyone. Sorry for the delay. As you can see, we're a man down already. But after some deliberation, we have decided it is in everyone's best interests to press on regardless. With that in mind, I'd like to thank the ICS.
ICS!
Oh, my apologies. Yes, I'd like to thank ICS for their patience. Now, I understand we have their CEO speaking to us today regarding... Oh, yes, St. Mark's on Crutterton Street. Is that correct?
Yes, Your Honour, that's... Hello, yes, Harold Stonewall.
Good morning. You don't need to stand, but it is appreciated. Also, I'm not a judge, so counsellor should suffice.
Oh, yes, counsellor.
Excellent. Now, as we all know, St. Mark's is currently under public management, and as such, we have several enterprises vying for the acquisition rights. It's your job, Mr. Stonewall, to tell us why we should give it to ICS. In your own time, please.
Yes, yes, that's... Yes, well, I wanted to... I wanted to speak to you all today about the crisis we face overpopulation, recession, rising living costs, etc., etc. Indeed, who here hasn't heard these terms? None of us. None of us haven't heard these terms.
Good grief.
Shh. And, we can no longer ignore them or even avoid them. No. Gravesby is a microcosm of these wider world issues. And so, as such, we need to look at the bigger picture in order to make best our understanding of the smaller picture, which in itself is part of the bigger picture, you see? Yes, well, right. So, since 2012, The Northwest has seen the highest levels of cuts to local services, to government schemes,
session. Not long. It seems open and shut. I'll call you back in 10. My apologies. Do continue.
Yes. Okay. So,
government schemes!
Yeah. Oh, yes, yes. Government services. Sorry. Schemes. For the most basic facilities, a tax-paying member of this community could and should expect...
I'm sorry to interrupt, Mr. Stonewall.
Stonewell.
But due to the delayed start, we are under certain time pressures. Can we please just skip this preamble, thorough as it is, and address the primary matter at hand? Namely, that St. Mark's is in a state of severe disrepair. And given this fact, how can a social care organization, with no major public or private funding, possibly expect to realize these rather ambitious plans that you've submitted to us?
That is to say, we would intend to...
Cressida Hines, Chief Legal and Financial Officer to ICS. If I may, Councillor?
Please.
You are correct that we would not be able to shoulder the costs of this alone. That is why we would need assistance from the Council to realise these plans.
I'm sorry. You expect us to hand over the church and pay you for your own renovations when other interested parties are willing to shoulder the entire cost themselves?
I'll be blunt. The cost to the Council for ICS to take over and renovate St. Mark's will be chicken feed, in comparison to what you'll have to spend on rehousing the homeless population if you don't. Assuming that you are going to rehouse them, of course.
Miss Hines, we have made it clear time and time again that we'll make no provisions for vagrants who continually...
The fact is, Councillor, that every day the homeless in Gravesby remain without shelter results in appalling, avoidable suffering.
Miss Hines, I am sure... We can all agree that homelessness in Gravesby is a problem, but it is not the problem that we have been brought here to solve. We are here to determine what is to happen to St. Mark's.
Forgive me, Councillor, but these two problems are inseparable. Time and time again, the local government has refused to offer any solutions to our homelessness crisis. I would not presume to appeal to your conscience, but I would suggest that you consider recent opinion polls regarding local government. People are not happy with you. Not at all.
It's ridiculous.
But, happily, we are here presenting you with the solution. ICS can deal with this because helping the homeless is what we already do. Day in, day out, year in, year out. By granting the St. Mark's site to ICS and assisting in the renovations, you would be allowing us to finally end this issue once and for all, with all the complexities neatly handled by us. You only need to sign a cheque.
You really expect to handle the entire homeless population of Gravesby within a single facility? People with criminal records, emotional problems, drug addictions. You're just going to lump them all in together and what? Just hope for the best?
No, we will provide the best, because we are the best. The site is large enough for 200 interior beds and further 200 in additional facilities on the grounds.
Additional and facilities?
Do you have an alternative? Because your current plan seems to be just abandoning these people. Our work will keep them safe and bring them back into society. It's what we do, and we're very good at it. All we're asking for are the basic facilities we need to solve your problem before it draws any more unwanted attention, like the national press, for example.
Should I do the rest of my speech now?
Maybe hold off for now. I think they've got enough to consider.
It is at this point we would customarily hear any arguments against the proposal. However, given the absence of any formal opposition to these proceedings, I suggest we should just press on and put the motion to a vote. Any objections? Very well. In that case, All those in favour of allowing ICS acquisition rights to St. Mark's, along with the necessary funding to allow basic renovation, please say aye.
Aye.
And those against?
Nay.
The ayes have it. 7-5. No abstainers. Motion is carried. Thank you all.
Get in!
Sorry.
Did we win? Did I?
Congratulations, Harold. You just bought yourself a church.
And with no further motions proposed, we are hereby adjourned for this session. If we can please clear the chambers.
The second we are done here, you get onto the transport department and you tell them that they're going to do something about that corner tomorrow. Understand? Ladies and gentlemen, I am so sorry for the delay.
Ah, oh, Bill, we've been calling you. Is everything all right?
Yes, thankfully nothing serious. Although the car's in a bit of a nasty state. Lily here got caught out on that bloody blind spot on Cressington Way. We're lucky we didn't end up smeared across the dual carriageway.
Oh, Bill, if you've been in an accident, it's probably best we run you down to the Royal and get you both checked up.
No!
Lily, you have had enough input for one day. No, that won't be necessary. We're both fine. Besides, this has been delayed quite long enough. I know we're behind, and I see our friends from ICS are here. So, let's crack on, shall we?
Perhaps we should update our friend and colleague on the motion carried.
Carried? What do you mean, motion carried?
We've already ruled on ICS's proposal.
Oh, good. So, who are we considering next? Oh, you have got to be... You haven't given them the right.
And some additional funding besides.
What? It's not even 11. You were in here for less than an hour.
Well, we were waiting for you for more than half an hour.
Yes, well, my phone was damaged in the car crash that just nearly killed me. So apologies for the inconvenience, Linda.
Bill, why don't we just go outside and you can calm down?
You can't just carry a motion without me. I'm the bloody mayor.
That's not how it works and you know it. We put the motion to the House, and the vote was cast 7-5. If you'd been here to register your objections, well, then maybe...
This is absolutely ridiculous! Jesus! I turned my back for 5 minutes, and you just completely crashed on a bike!
But, William, I think it would be wise
Will to... you shut up, Lily? I will be taking formal action against this. You know that? There will be a proper investigation into what has happened here. And I will speak to each of you in turn.
Oh, give over, Bill. It's done.
I will not give over.
If there's anything we can do to help, just drop us an email.
You made a mistake today, Cressida, and you will come to regret it very soon.
Bill,
get
Bill.
Me everything we have on ICS. Now, everything.
Yes, of course, sir. I'll get straight onto it.
What a tit.
I never know what people see in him. I just worry for Lily. That poor girl, she must get a right earful from him.
I wouldn't worry about her. She can handle herself, trust me. Besides, it's all hot air.
So that's it? We won?
Yes, Harold. We won.
And my speech helped?
It was wonderful, love. Dead inspiring, wasn't it, Frank?
It was perfect. We make an excellent team and your mother would be very proud. But now it's time to celebrate. I am going to take you all out for dinner.
Oh, I'll need to stop off and scrub up. You'll have to get your suit out too, Frank.
Ugh. Everyone's looking at us.
Yeah, because we're well fit. Let them look.
Hey! There she is. My dear sister and... Hello?
Yes, hello again, Harold.
Susie! Lovely of you to join us. Come sit over here with me, pet.
Well, don't you both look lovely. How about some more drinks, yes?
Orange juice, thanks.
Juice, really? You're not pregnant, are you?
Just a Coke for me, please.
Oh, everything looks so nice. Don't know what to have.
You'll have the fish.
Hang on. What makes you think that?
You always get the fish.
I don't always get the...
So, now that we're all here, I just wanted to take a moment to say a few words.
Speech!
Yes. Thank you, Harold. Anyway, I just wanted to extend my gratitude to everyone. This has been a long time coming, but our efforts have finally been rewarded. I couldn't be more proud of you all.
Crusty old bastards never saw us coming, did they?
Indeed. Well, that's everything, apart from telling you all, enjoy yourselves. The tab's on me. You've earned it.
Oh, I meant to ask, Frank, how's Hannah doing?
I swung by this morning, but she didn't answer. Still upset with me, I reckon.
Oh, she'll come round.
So, are you really not drinking? What's brought all this on?
Right, I'm going for a cigarette.
Oi, oi. Who do we have here?
You really do have a pair of balls on you, I'll give you that. Just rocking up here after totally bailing on me earlier.
Yeah, sorry about before. I shouldn't have... Yeah, that was really uncool. Got your flowers?
Yeah, I can see that.
And
I'm out with the work lot, so can you just, like, go? And I'll call you, or whatever.
Come off it. I'm here to rescue you. You don't want to hang around with this sad lot. Why don't we just get out of here? You and me. Go get a drink. Paint the town.
I said back off. Is that clear enough for you?
Wait. You're serious? Right. Okay, fine. I'll just... Fine. Whatever.
Damn it.
He didn't look happy. Everything all right?
Yeah. Just peachy.
You sure?
Me? I'm fucking fabulous. I am living the dream.
I know it's none of my business, but you did the right thing. You're better off without him.
Yeah, well, I don't need a babysitter.
No, you don't. Are you coming back inside?
Yeah, screw it. Let's eat. I'm starving. What are you having?
I thought I'd start with the garlic bread.
Oh, you all right, Cressida?
Oh, yes, just grabbing some fresh air.
Well, I wouldn't leave that lot unsupervised with an open tab.
I'll be back in a moment. Keep an eye on them in the meantime, won't you? You're late.
Sorry. I got tailed up and...
Yes, I'm sure. Starling work with William earlier. It's appreciated.
He's been in a foul mood ever since. Will be for the rest of the week.
Still, I'm sure it's worth it, yes?
Yes.
Good girl. Here's the rest of your payment, as discussed. And before you ask, yes, it's fresh.
Thanks. I know it sounds daft, but it does make a difference, you know, and...
Just take it, dear. I'd rather I wasn't carrying it any longer than necessary. I'll be in touch.
Inexplicables is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. It was written by Tom Critch and Alexander J. Newell, with script editing by Helen Gould. It was produced by Hannah Preisinger and directed by Maddie Searle, with production manager April Sumner and executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Meredith Stonewell was played by Beth Eyre. Harold Stonewell was played by Harry Farmer. Shuhela was played by Safia Ingar. Frank was played by Ian Hales. Cressida was played by Faye Roberts. Abraham Godbolt was played by Mark Nicholson. John Belfrage was played by Kareem Crumfley. Lily Jones was played by Savvy Desitage. Susie Broadbent was played by Vera Chalk. William Allen was played by Alexander Doddy. Ivan was played by Alexander J. Newell. Len was played by Frank Voss. Denise was played by Sass Freeman. Robbie was played by Ty Lawson. The Council Speaker was played by Jenny Haufek. The Council Members were played by Amy Dickinson, Annie Fitch, Francesca Reed, and Nico Vitese. Callie Bigman was played by Mike LeBeau. The Waiter was played by Nico Vitese. The Vamps were played by Imogen Harris, Nico Vitese, and Annie Fitch. Editing was by Maddie Searle, with mastering by Jeffrey Nils Gardner, music by Samuel D.F. Jones, and artwork by Annika Khan. Rate and review us online. Tweet us at The Rusty Quill, join our Reddit community at r/rustyquill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com.